Shine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News Time 826, Newsmaker 2 Time here today. We're pleased to have with us Emporia Solid Waste Supervisor Keith Senn joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line this morning.
Keith, good morning.
Hey, Keith.
Good morning.
How are things today?
Well, just getting started, but so far so good.
So far so good. And last time we had you on our airwaves, which was, I want to say, close to a month ago, we were officially updating the Curbit recycling program. And I think we had mentioned off air about at least the potential for a free landfill days event here for Emporia, which has been on the schedule for a long period of time. And it sounds like that is officially back on the calendar.
Yeah, the commission approved free landfill days for starting Saturday, the 14th, this coming Saturday, through Sunday, May 22nd.
All right, so game on Saturday, May 14th, through Sunday, May 22nd. Let's go through some guidelines here, Keith. What exactly will happen? Who is eligible? And what do they need to present to the landfill gate attendant prior to entering?
Okay, for residents of Lyon and Chase County, they get one trip. Businesses are not eligible. They need to bring their electric bill for April. The first 1,000 pounds is free. After that, it's a regular charge of 13.10 cents per 10 pounds. We restrict vehicle size to passenger cars, light trucks, one ton or under, or trailers, and we continue to charge for tires and appliances that contain refrigerant.
Understood. Keith, if memory serves me correctly, you mentioned here, I think, the vehicle size is one of the more recent adjustments here in order to help things move along smoothly. And it sounds like you've got, you know, some of those adjustments that you've mentioned here, those are also kind of recent changes here, again, to help more people get through.
Yeah, that's correct. That was at the direction of the commission a few years ago. And it has tamed it down somewhat.
It was untamed at one time.
Well, I'm just, on the weekends, it's very busy, long lines, and everybody goes at a high rate of work base, and so.
And that's not to say it's still not going to be busy here, because I'm assuming this weekend you're going to be, you know, having some of those lines, but maybe things will move a lot smoother here this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, last year we had over 1,000 customers, they disposed of 153 tons of trash and 58 tons of CD, and before that it was considerably more tonnage. Because we got a lot of big trucks, dump trucks, and grain trucks, and different things like that.
All right, so it's absolutely free. You get one trip. This, a number of years ago, Keith, this used to be two trips, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And the commission decided to shift gears and trim it to one. Was there a reason why? Money? Is that the deal? What happened there?
Oh, I think it was possibly money and the fact that, you know, we have a limited staff, and
sure.
it was tough to keep up with.
Yeah, because you're right. Traffic does increase a lot out at the transfer station during landfill days. And make sure you have your electric bill ready for the gate attendant prior to entry, because if you don't, it's going to slow the whole process down and not make things easy for those behind who go down their electric bill. And, And that does happen from time to time. So, again, the first 1,000 pounds is free of charge. So you're saying, Keith, if you bring in a load over 1,000 pounds, you pay for the overage then, right?
That's correct.
And per 10 pounds, how much was that?
I misspoke. Trash is 24.2 cents per pound
for okay.
10, per 10 pounds. And construction demolition is 13.10 cents per 10 pounds.
Okay, so 13.10 for the construction and 24.2 per 10 pounds for the trash.
That's correct.
Okay.
Keith, when we had chatted earlier, it sounded like there were maybe some additional requirements that you had to work through in order to bring the free landfill days to the public. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to maybe touch base on those so people realize that, you know, it isn't as simple sometimes as just saying, okay, we want to do this so we can go ahead and put it on the calendar and this is how it's going to work out.
Yeah, we went through the approval process with the commission. Of course, we have a new city manager, and he wasn't familiar with the program. And so we put in a request because it is a very popular event. And we put in a request and went before the commission, and they approved it. And there may be changes coming on for next year. I'm not sure.
Well, it is, this is a gift, really, a nice opportunity for people to take advantage of a trip to the landfill. And you add up all this tonnage, Keith, and that's a lot of money that is not collected then by the city. So this is, you know, something that the city is doing for residents here.
Yeah, and again, that's for city residents and the county residents in Lyon and Chase County because we're regional.
Okay. All right, so it's starting this coming Saturday, goes in thrill until Sunday, May 22nd, landfill days out at the transfer station. And the hours there, I think, are 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday, 1 to 5 on Sunday. Is that correct, Keith?
That's correct.
All right, and we want to remind folks, too, loads should be covered and secured, Keith?
Yeah, we'd sure like that so we don't have to walk up and down the ditches. Yeah, there's an ordinance that requires your loads to be covered or secured.
Sounds good. All right, Keith, really appreciate your time here today, and then remind us when we can take advantage of the free landfill days this weekend.
We're going to start up about 8 o'clock Saturday, and we'll run through Sunday, the 22nd of May. And I just want to say, if you can, try to come during the week. If you can't and you're stuck to weekends, prepared to be patient.
Be patient. That is good.
Okay.
Quickly, before I let you go, Keith, what is the cost of tire disposal and appliances with refrigerant? What do those exactly cost normally?
Okay. So tires, depending on the size, up to 20 inch is $3.36 a piece. For large truck tires, 24.5 inch, or up to 24.5 inch, is $6.56. And appliances are $30.55 a piece.
Okay.
$30, $30.55.
There you have it.
I was just out there and got rid of some fridge stuff here a couple months ago.
Yeah, we have to evacuate it before we can recycle, so.
Understandable. Well, Keith, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it.
You bet. Anytime.
Okay, Keith Sen.
Thanks, Keith.
With us here this morning, Free Landfill Day starting this Saturday and going through Sunday, May 22.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show, we do have some slots available, including a Newsmaker 2, which will be at 8:40 Thursday morning following the ESU Buzz. Here in this time slot tomorrow, we'll have Tech Talk, the monthly visit with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Darty, and then the Newsmaker 2 slot goes to 8:40, and we have Lyon County Extension Ag Agent Brian Reese joins us to have a spring crop and livestock update.
Good topic right there. Our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Longpine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longpine Auto Plaza, driven by longpineauto.com. Good morning. It's 8:35.
This is Scott Hayes with KVOE, inviting you to join us this Friday at Lucent Farm and